This is Michelle from Yorkshire Music Collective, and I'm backstage at Bingley Music Live with Dan Reno, who've opened proceedings here today on the main stage. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Yeah, how did that go for you? From out front, it was absolutely brilliant. Did you enjoy it?
It was marvellous. We had a really good time. The sound on stage was wonderful. Add something, guys.
It was. Great experience. The weather was beautiful. The sound on stage, great. I think everybody in the audience enjoyed it. Looking forward to doing more of them.
Yeah.
Everything that was going on, it just brings everything close, and you just end up having a really good time as well. It's just great.
Really brilliant. Fun.
Yeah, so when you've been playing in small venues, sometimes for the sound, it's really hard to hear each other, isn't it, what's going on? But when you move to a big stage...
Yeah, we're really lucky because Paul, who does the sound out front, he's a good friend of ours, and he does our sound quite a lot. So he had us back today, and we sounded ace. Uh-huh. I'm sure he's got everybody else's back as well.
I watched you all in the Battle of the Bands, which is how you got to the main thing today. And I've seen all four acts playing at Bingley Music Live, and I can't help but think that they should be much higher up the bill, because everybody's been absolutely fantastic.
You. Oh, that's a really kind thing to say. Thank you very much.
What's coming up in Dan Reno Camp? Have you got any recordings coming out?
The next big thing we've got is Saltair Festival on the 21st of September, and. At the moment, we're recording an album as debut album, so I don't know where that's going to be out. But you know, it's rocking on.
Well, you can't rush your debut, can you? You've only got one chance to do it.
Yeah.
Are you sticking around today? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Pet Shop Boys. Mm-hmm. Oh, big fan. It's the same Disco, the first album Disco.
Mm-hmm.
Great album. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Looking forward to seeing Naughty Boy.
Yeah. And apparently the guys from Ocean Colour Scene are borrowing me Takamine.
All right.
So the guys just come up to me and said, "Do you mind if?" Because apparently his guitars, I don't know whatever's happened. And he said, "Can he borrow your Takamine?" I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah."
Yeah. It's costing about $2,000 for it, by the way.
That's nice to hear, really. You see people in like separate tents, and you don't think of in a festival that there'll be relation between the artists and things going on.
We all get on and we're all sort of hanging out and everything.
Uh-huh. We're all here to do a great job, aren't we? And just create a great atmosphere. And I think
a good time.
A
great job as well. Can I also mention a big shout out to Johnny McMillan, who's played bass for us. He's come and stepped in from since Wednesday. The bass player left a couple of weeks ago, and we've sort of been working really hard to get it sounding where it needs to be. And he's done a magnificent job
in three rehearsals.
And that. Done that.
It's transformed the band. The band sounds fantastic.
Brilliant. Yeah, sometimes a new person does bring a lot of new things.
Inspiration is what a new person brings.
And good looks.
Oh yeah, and he looks great.
It's a very strong beard.
Yeah. Do you need to have a beard to be in this band?
Yes.
I think it's definitely
helps proceedings. Yeah. Let mine grow now.
Just keep shaving, Cameron.
Oh yes, of course. For 10 years I've been shaving.
Yeah, it's taken me 28 years to grow this thing.
Ever since I was a baby.
Guys, thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Cheers, Michelle.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.